Time for Daily Thought. Simon Colstow joins us from Botley all this week.
Good morning. Just about 2 years ago, I became a father. Although I obviously knew lots of people with children who tried to warn me what I was getting myself into, I don't think any amount of psychological preparation could quite prepare me for what was in store once we got our little bundle of joy home from the hospital. I certainly now know what people mean when they say a child gives you the highest highs, but sometimes also the lowest lows. One of my friends, a biologist without children, tells me on the mornings when I struggle into work bleary-eyed with copal and dribble stains on my shirt, that I've evolved to be manipulated by my son in order to pass genes on into the future. He tells me I do not have a choice in the matter, this is just the way biology works. But, although I love biology and think that biological explanations can be very powerful, I think it's slightly wider the mark to say parenting is just about being manipulated by your offspring. There is something incredibly powerful about caring for a child, meeting their needs and seeing them grow, that changes you as a person. Our Western culture seems to encourage people to be individuals, compete with others, and use experience and education for self-development. However, there are some things that can only be learned when we stop our own lives and start caring for those around us. Okay, a baby or toddler might be harder to ignore than an older person, friend or work colleague. However, caring for others isn't only about our own personal sacrifice. It changes who we are and how we think, often in very positive ways.
Simon Costa, who popped in earlier to record that, obviously with the weather, we fortunately had those in the can before we got the snow. Thank you very much indeed, Simon, for all your daily thoughts this week.